Okay, so I'm here with Mags, and we're going to interview the media team to see their experience and share some of the things they've learned with through the process with ourselves here. So I suppose my first question is, can you give me one thing that you have learned from the whole process that you've maybe taken back into the classroom and used during your school day?
I suppose the technology skills were useful because my classroom were doing a project and we actually used Audio Boom for it in the school, and I had that experience, so I was able to share it around with the people in my class, and that obviously being here helped with that.
And also how easy it is, because like you're looking at things on TV or you're listening to radio interviews and you can see all the stuff and it's like, oh, that's really difficult. But when you actually just use like a thing on an iPad, it's just really, really easy to use.
Okay. And once you have the interview captured then on Audio Boom, how do you get it out there to the media or the world?
You just hit, you stop this interview, you just take a picture, put a title on it, and then just hit publish, and it's just out there.
Brilliant. So you can tweet it, blog it, Facebook it?
Yeah.
So I suppose what's the biggest thrill after an event like this here? Do you like reflect back and say, oh, I enjoyed that, or that person was really interesting? What's the biggest thrill as you get out of it?
I think that when you see how much you've actually done and how little you knew, like I only joined this year, and how little I knew before and how much I got out of it, like how I learned about everything in the short space of time, I think that's really rewarding.
And also the people that we've interviewed, like we've interviewed Brezzy and Ryan Toverty, and like it's just like you wouldn't think that when you're coming to like a conference that you'd meet them, or even that they give you time to like interview them. So it's actually like when you reflect and look at all the pictures of all the people that you've interviewed, and you can say to your friends that I've met certain people, it's really cool.
And we're talking to a woman here who's been into Taoiseach's office and had a little chat with Enda. Can I ask a question, Roisin and Caitlin? I can see your skills develop, and I've watched you rock, and I know how you're developing. Can you feel it in yourself? Can you feel an effect in school? Now, not technically, not with the technical part, bringing Audio Boom to your classroom, but can you feel your own? Can you tell us how you if you feel your own communication skills, personalities? What, you know, have you felt better about being in the youth media team in any way? Is it benefiting your education?
I think you get more confidence in speaking because you're speaking into it, but you're speaking to the people as well. So I think that really helps when you're in wherever you are and getting to speak to people, and you feel, even though we're using Audio Boom, you feel like you're having a conversation as well, which helps.
Yeah, the same confidence and stuff. I suppose the start of first year I was kind of a bit like apprehensive about public speaking, but like during the week I was MC at a fashion show, and I've MC'd at like the Psych Against Suicide event and stuff. So just the confidence that it's given me, and also like all the stuff that you learn at different conferences, because each conference is a different theme, and you learn so much about like the education and what you can actually bring back to your school. And I've like talked to teachers and brought back posters and stuff, and like worked with different teachers and how we can actually make the change, because none of them actually come to the conferences. So I'm also like kind of a voice for the stuff that's happening like in our school.
That's
very good. And what do your friends think of us when you come back from the weekend? You say, I've just been at a conference and I've interviewed so and so, or celebrities, or.
Yeah, when you see a celebrity, they're kind of more interested. But when you see a youth media team, it's kind of like, oh, what's that? And you're like, I interview, blog, and tweet at an education conference, but they're kind of like, oh, I wouldn't like that. But I really think if you brought them in, they'd actually realise, like, because I was kind of apprehensive at the start as well, but once you realise, but I think the only interest they have is when you see, like, a famous person that you've interviewed.
Brezzy.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, Brezzy would have more traction than the Taoiseach, yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Kers. It's been very interesting.
Thanks.
The whole process, so thank you.
Thanks both of you.